Just then we went around the highest ridge of these rocky foothills that supported the vault. Then I saw that bees weren't the animal kingdom's only representatives inside this volcano. Here, and in the shadows, birds of prey soared and whirled, flying away from nests perched on tips of rocks. There were sparrowhawks with white bellies and screeching kestrels. With all the speed their stilt-like legs could muster, fine, fat bustards scampered over the slopes. I'll let the reader decide whether the Canadian's appetite was aroused by the sight of this tasty game, and whether he regretted having no rifle in his hands. He tried to make stones do the work of bullets, and after several fruitless attempts, he managed to wound one of the magnificent bustards. To say he risked his life 20 times in order to capture this bird is simply the unadulterated truth. But he fared so well, the animal went into his sack to join the honeycombs. By then, we were forced to go back down to the beach because the ridge had become impossible. Above us, the yawning crater looked like the wide mouth of a well. From where we stood, the sky was pretty easy to see, and I watched clouds race by, disheveled by the west wind, letting tatters of mist trail over the mountain's summit. Proof positive that those clouds kept at a moderate altitude, because this volcano didn't rise more than 1,800 feet above the level of the ocean.